brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number three. This will be a jam-packed hour. It has to be. I have to get to all the debate issues and about 30 other key stories at least. We've got just amazing news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. NBC has been caught when Ron Paul won more than half the votes. With the poll closing, Ron Paul had 53% versus all the other candidates, and they did this thing with the graph that, you know, here's Romney with way less than half of what he had, and here's Ron Paul just barely above him. And everybody complained about it, so suddenly Ron Paul's like up here, and here's everybody else. We've got all those screenshots. Oh, man, and they just do it. Fox, CNN, they all do it to Ron Paul. Fox dubbing and booing when he wins the straw poll and at CPAC. I mean, they have to. These are desperate criminals. They represent the bankers that have engaged in all this crime, and they've got to take over completely or they're all going to prison. Most of these media channels get your tax money. That's come out. Of course they're a pack of lying scum. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, I want to talk about the gold briefly, but as a huge Ron Paul supporter, I know you've donated, I don't know, $500,000 in the last 4 years or so. One way or the other, to the Ron Paul Air Force and blimps and everything else. I know that's where most of your profit goes. That's why I teamed up with Ted 14 years ago, because he's a you know, Ron Paul libertarian, dyed in the wool, not quite as extreme as I am, because he's too busy working hard to do all the research. I'm teasing Ted now. The point is, Ted, what do you think of him doing this to Ron Paul? I mean, it's just incredible. He wins, and then they don't even mention him on NBC in the articles about it.
I know. It's really funny that when it happens like that. I mean, yeah, it's almost comical now. I mean, they just can't give this guy the due that's due to him. You know,
it's like putting somebody in an NFL football game and not letting them wear pads. And so they still win the game, and then they go, well, the other team won, even though the team without pads won. I mean, it's like putting you in a gladiator arena without weapons, and you win, and they still give it to the dead guy.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. But you know what? We'll see when it comes down to the vote here at the very end. But, yeah, it's you know, they're just pushing for. They want the guy that's down, you know, the Texas governor, and then Romney. I mean, anybody but Ron Paul. I mean, get anybody but Ron Paul. Like you
I mean,
said.
Perry literally looks like some type of cartoon character with his collar all the way up to his neck, and he turns, his head turns with his body like a robot or something, and all he's thinking about is, how much he loves Al Gore. I tell you, they're really scared of Ron Paul. We got to pray for him right now. Now, Ted, briefly, as I'm going to break, we appreciate you holding to be with us. Give folks a rundown of some of the other radio specials. When they call, they get the absolute fire sale deals, already very competitive prices. But when they call and say it's the Alex Jones radio special, they get the lowest prices out there. And well, I got to say, your prices, nobody I've seen can match them.
You're asking me about, well, how many of those $88 deals they can get, one per person. But guess what? You can then turn and get the Fall of the Republic and Endgame and the Obama deception for $130. When you're done buying that, you can get the Creature from Jekyll Island at $41. Each one of those, the Fall of the Republic, and that has $3 silver in it. By the time they're done, they're getting $6 silver for about half the price. And then, of course, if you want, you can pick up the Frank for $404. And get a full year subscription to Bob's Chapman's newsletter, which is like buying gold at $1,000 an ounce.
Now, those are all the lost leaders. Get $3 silver at cost. Get 3 of my films free with free shipping. Get $2 silver, free shipping, all the other stuff. Because this is what it comes out to. But you got a bunch of other radio specials that are just regular Frank gold coins, sovereigns, maple leaves, buffaloes, American Eagles. There's a whole list of radio specials, Ted.
Yeah, you name it. I mean, there's a whole list. You just call 800-686-2237 to find out what they are.
Absolutely. And the paltry profit goes to fund this operation. Not that there's much.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I got a blitz news. The news we haven't gotten to. I've got to get some Ron Paul clips and a bunch more in the 52 minutes we've got left here today. I'm going to be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. The show's turning into an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours some nights. I've got to start cutting it down to 30 minutes, but tonight is going to be longer again. And I've got TV systems and others that are wanting the new format. I've just got to get it all codified and then keep it to 30 minutes. And then I can go into special reports after that some nights for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But tonight is going to be something special. I'm going to address the 2012 cultists out there that are in the common Elenin people and folks that always have a new reason. The world is ending tomorrow, so why should we fight corruption? And I've got a bunch of other guests. I start working right when I get off the radio on the show, and a lot of nights don't leave here till... Well, I got out early last night. We left at 9. I'm playing hooky now. I was working so much yesterday I forgot to eat except those two little ribs you gave me. And then we actually went and had a business meeting until about 10:30 last night. So, yeah, folks, we're busting our hind end around here. Because my children have no future if I don't do this. So even though it's torture to not be with them, I love being with them. Could read them books all day and play blocks or trains. or, you know, they love to take a water hose in the yard and dig around the dirt with it. You know how kids are. Or go hiking through the green belts and fossil hunting. But, no, I've got to be here because we've got to fight these people. And I'm really impressed with the job we're doing on the show. And I know you are as well. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, please become one today. You can also find all the new information we're posting, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants page. I'm about to do a bunch of uploads on at InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWarsNews.com. But if you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, now is the time to become one and truly support the front lines of the information war and alternative media. All right, let's race through your calls. Jeremy in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to direct your attention to a breaking story. Drudge picked it up. Apparently, last night during the debate, during a commercial break, Rick Perry went up to Ron Paul and grabbed his wrist and was pointing his finger at him and just, like, menacing him. There's five pictures out right now. Three of them are on the Drudge's front page right now.
Yeah, there it is. No, that's what Perry did to me, but then was real smart mouth and said, have a blessed, I can't remember, it was, I want to say Thanksgiving or was it Christmas in like a week? And he came over and just gave me the menacing look, and there it is, blow that up. I reportedly got up in his face. Perry gets aggressive, and he is really scared. Look. Rick Perry told a major Fox News personality, I'll leave it at that, that he's scared of Ron Paul and Alex Jones almost a year and a half ago. And I reported that at the time because he knows, we know, about his carbon taxes, his Bilderberg, his toll roads, his four shots, his Al Gore loving. I didn't know about the Hillary care loving. I mean, I'm sure there's more. And I've talked to the Ron Paul campaign, talked to Ron Paul. I said, get on him. He's the front runner. You're number two. You've got to bring him down. And Perry knows it. And we've got to get Ron Paul to put a statement out. Ron Paul is such a gentleman. But
it's almost surreal. It just
and now reading about this, reportedly Perry got in his face at first, but then it didn't work. Then he tried to act nice. But I mean, Paul is not a wimp. He's one of those little quiet guys. And Perry is just an absolute piece of garbage. I mean, I told you, he's like Captain Morgan, you know, crazed. I mean, imagine the governor walks over, puts his hands on the, you know, on the chair in front of me and looks at me like he absolutely just wild-eyed, you know, wants to kill me. And well, like a pirate. I mean, he looks like a pirate up close. And he goes, I want you to have a blast, whatever it was, and just gave me the smile. And I was just like, and I looked over, and his family was all right there looking over. His daughters were a lot younger then. They're mid-20s now. I guess they must have been almost 20 then. Sydney or whatever his name is. I don't know. It was a bunch of kids. And I just looked at him, and I was like, what is this? I didn't do anything, and I probably should have. And I was in a restaurant with Carl Rove a few months ago. I guess the Super Bowl was going on. Super Bowl Sunday, finished the show, took the guys to a steakhouse. And we just got up and left, and I said, that guy's a war criminal. I'm not eating dinner, you know, and place with Hitler, and Rove was laughing about it. And I was going to wait and finish my food because he was already seated. They set me down. I was like, right beside me, right behind me is Carl Rove. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get my food. I'm going to eat it. But then they were kind of slow with the service, and he was snickering and snorting and acting. Literally, I was like talking to the crew. I was like, is this actually going on? And then my iPhone had been left at home, and the other guys were, I don't know, acting whatever. The point is that all of this goes on, and it's just hard to believe. Wow, this is breaking news. Here it is. Perry debating up in his face. Perry gets aggressive, and this is the Washington Times. And reportedly, as you said, tell us what's in these articles as I read them, sir. Caller, yeah. You've read the articles. Give us your view on this.
Neither one of the campaigns has come out, you know, with an explanation of what happened, but I've seen all five of the pictures, and it just looks to me like Rick Perry got upset, you know, when Ron Paul called him out on the Gardasil thing, and, the guy's just a thug, and he doesn't know, you know, he can't act like a mature adult. He has to threaten people. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, this says, according to the Washington Times and other papers, he grabbed his wrist and wagged his finger at him. Very aggressive. Yeah, that's reportedly, that's what Perry got. He read about it. LBJ did that. They grab you real hard, and see, he was hoping Paul would punch him, because Paul is known, actually, if you start grabbing on him, he will shove you away, like you saw with Sacha Baron Cohen. The physical exchange, it's an exchange, like Paul was involved, was matched by the intensity of the two men's verbal attacks on each other. The first shot was invited by the debate moderators, who asked Mr. Paul to expand on his accusations. Guys, I think I have that in the clips, but just go to YouTube and pull it up. Paul brings up Gardasil to Perry, or something like that. I'll get it. Made in recent days that Mr. Perry, who has spent more than a decade as governor of Texas, is less conservative than voters think. Here's a quote from Paul. Just take HPV, Mr. Paul said, referring to Mr. Perry's scrap plan to require girls in the state to be given a vaccine against the sexually transmitted virus. Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent a sexually transmitted disease, this is not good medicine. I do not believe. I think it's a social misfit. He also said that the TSA are sexually molesting people. Mr. Perry acknowledged he's gone about the plan the wrong way when he refused to bypass the legislature. When he tried to bypass the legislature, but said he's been trying to combat the cancer. And it goes on. Like, we have that clip. Let's go ahead and play that now. Here it is.
Just take the HPV. Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent this sexually transmitted disease, this is not good medicine. I do not believe. I think it's social misfit. It's not good social policy. And therefore, I think this is very bad to do this. But one of the worst parts about that was the way it was done. You know, governorship in Texas traditionally is supposed to be a weak governorship. I didn't even know they could pass laws by writing an executive order. He did it with an executive order, passed it. The state was furious, and the legislature overwhelmingly, probably 90%, I don't know exactly, overwhelmingly repealed this. But I think it's the way it was passed, which was so bad. I think it's a bad piece of legislation, but I don't like the idea of executive orders. I, as president, will not use the executive orders to write laws.
Thank you, Congressman. Governor Perry, we'll get to you, but Congresswoman Bachman, this is an issue you've also talked about, HPV.
Okay, I think it is great news that Perry, and it's now confirmed by several papers, grabbed him and was forceful, it appeared, and got in his face, and they're now trying to get exactly what he said, but that he got in his face and was telling him, you know, watch it. That's great, because Ron Paul, nice guys, are actually the most aggressive. Anybody who's lived long enough knows that. The guys that are real friendly, real gentlemanly, that's who you don't want to mess with. Because they learn to control themselves. And I've seen Paul, the only times he really shines is when he's attacked. Then he's not the nice little doctor being all calculating. Then he'll actually explode on people. This is great. He is now going to really go after Perry. Caller, final comments on this.
Just one more thing. Fox News picked up the story, too. The article is called Perry Confronts Ron Paul During Commercial. And they show the picture of Perry wagging his finger in Ron Paul's face. But the interesting thing is they cut off the bottom with the part where Rick is actually grabbing his wrist. So that just shows you, you know, how in the tank Fox News is for Perry.
Well, Perry is a gangster, and Ron Paul has got bodyguards, and that's good. Perry's a gangster. He goes to Bilderberg. He's the one guy they could get to kill little girls with that shot that admittedly did kill people. And he's a hardcore gangster. And he's crazed. I mean, he's very dangerous. And, yeah, I'm looking at the photo. It's the second down on Drudge. Up in his face, Perry gets aggressive and grabbed Paul's arm and squeezed it. Grabbed him on the wrist, squeezed it, and got in his face. And Paul, of course, just looked at him like the mentally ill person he is. I mean, when you look at these two men, one is not a man. One is an ego-driven, lazy, slothful, scumbag, Al Gore lover. And the other is the only guy on the congressional baseball team to ever knock a home run out of the park. He's a guy, because I've talked to his brothers who used to beat up bullies two or three at a time. See, where nobody talks about that with Ron Paul. I'd have loved to see Ron Paul, like a doctor, just karate chop Perry right in the throat. All right, we'll be right back. It's assault to grab somebody by the arm. Perry, you piece of trash.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Run away with me. No woman here. I just keep you watching my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Said I'd race through calls, and that caller brought up the articles. That scene about Perry getting in his face, but then you see the photos, and now there's video of it. Just incredible. We've got it all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I wanted to get your opinion about two points of history that I've been researching, but it's really hard to come to any conclusions. The first, number one, is the Protocols of Zion. Just wondering what you thought about that.
I mean, nobody knows who wrote that. They think the Tsarist secret police wrote it. It's written like a comic book. And they call it a forgery, but a forgery would be a copy of something that isn't real. So, again, I don't tend to get into things that can't be proven one way or another. I think it's sold over the last 100 years, something like, you know, hundreds of millions of copies. One time I was in Walmart and looked down, they had stacks of them being sold. And it basically says there's a secret Zionist plot to take over the world. Quite frankly, every major group and organization wants to take over the world. Every major corporation states their plan is global domination. The Chinese want to take over the world. The Anglo-American establishment. The Israeli interests want to dominate and take over. So there is a lot of that going on. But I tend to go off of what's happening and what I can prove, not documents like that.
Well, it's really interesting that almost every method and goal of the New World Order that you know, we talk about on this show is in there, almost, you know, word for word. I think everything is in there except for the eugenics agenda and gun control. I mean, every other thing that's going on now, it's in there. That's what I don't know. But the second thing is the Holocaust, specifically with respect to the gas chambers and the Zyklon B. Do you think?
No, I know. Listen, I know all that gets debated all day. The Nazis themselves shot, because we've done a lot of research here on World War II, and we've got the National Archives footage that came from Germany. They admit it's theirs, where, you know, they herd the people into the pits, women, children, men, and shoot them. Are you saying that isn't real either?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking about the gas chambers and the Zyklon B. Do you think that that's real or not? Because I can't come to any conclusion.
I know here in the United States we execute people with gas, but some say that didn't exist either. Gas chambers don't exist, I guess, in Germany or here in the U.S. I thought it was part of the death penalty and things. You know, I actually have an allergy to the obsession for Israel and against it. You know, I'm here talking about Rick Perry getting in the face of Ron Paul and grabbing his arm, and I just want to get rid of the Federal Reserve, whoever runs it. It could be run by the Easter Bunny. I want to get rid of it. Is there Jewish mafia? Absolutely. Did they set up the ADL whenever they got caught doing stuff to demonize anybody that went after Jewish mafia? Yes. Am I against the Jewish mafia? Yeah, I'm against every other form of organized crime. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Ronnie Reefer Seed calling in from Austin, Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. And the continual cover-up of the big secret, Alex, I believe, is that Dr. Paul will stop the counterproductive war on pot smokers. It's a big secret. They don't want anybody to know because it'll win them huge support.
Well, I mean, he did point out in the debate, and I tried to interrupt him, that Mexico is totally collapsing because of the fake drug war. And now the organized crime's taking over all the police departments, every facet of society. So we don't just have a failed society down there. We have a group of organized criminals holding 100 million people hostage who are completely ruthless and are ready to die. And it's going to take over America, too. I mean, America's going to fall. But the banks don't care. They love it.
Well, the debate last night, I got to tell you, brave new book, The Truth-Seeking Missile of a Bookstore, directly across the street from the University of Texas here in Austin, held another debate-watching celebration. And once again, like you were saying, Dr. Paul was ignored by the so-called moderator while being enthusiastically cheered on by the live audience of active U.S. Constitution and peace-loving Republicans.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, he gets cheered everywhere. And he won. He got more votes in the NBC poll than all the others combined. Let's jam in one more, and then I got to get the news. Let's talk to Derek. No. Brian in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. I just want to say I think people are getting dumbed down by all these. I see on TV. I mean, I was on a radio station last week. It's another sports channel, you know. I've got nothing.
Yeah, that's we've been on there 4 or 5 years. Great station, big signal. They're in Corpus Christi is what you're talking about, and ESPN bought it. Yeah, that's your new news and information is all of that. That's too bad. We need to get another affiliate down there, Brian. And just spread the word about Infowars.com. People can listen that way. But, yeah, as we gain stations, we lose them because everything goes to sports because everybody knows that we don't have no rights, but we got our sports. Brian, stay there. After I get to the news, I'll come back to you. If you want to hang up, go ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
At InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've got the headline, Pictures Show, Perry attempted to physically intimidate Ron Paul, and Kurt Nemo's got a new article out as well that just came out a few minutes ago that codifies all of this information. Dealing with the fact that they ignored the fact that he won the poll and NBC didn't even put him in their article. NBC ignores winner of debate, Ron Paul. We probably want to add Ron Paul to that so people know what it has to deal with. And then we've got, at a certain point, it just gets really old watching all this happen. Again, get that article out to everybody. MSNBC ignores the winner of the debate, Ron Paul. He got the cheers. He got more than half the votes, and they just ignore it. This is incredible. Also, pitchers against Joe Perry attempted to physically intimidate Ron Paul. Very important to get out to everybody. Border control, drug cartel demands $30,000 to let football team cross. Big Sis set to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Now they're saying they're not going to let you take your shoes off. You will stand in an MRI. My goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can pull up the New York Times photos. Everybody's hair falling out. He goes through these things now. Life in prison for recording police. Michael Allison speaks. That's up there. Okay, let's, you know, at a certain point, it's even hard to go on here. It is so sick how far it's gone, what we're made to go through, what we're made to put up with, and that the public who isn't awake just gets deeper and deeper into it where the system can do anything to them. Let me go over some of this article. Big Sis set to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Janet Napolitano's promise that Americans won't be forced to remove their shoes comes at a price. Janet Napolitano's promise that travelers will soon not be required to take their shoes off at airport security checkpoints come at a cost. New MRI-style scanners that will zap Americans with powerful magnetic field that has been linked to numerous health risks. Yeah, they got the New York Times again with all the hair falling out. I want that in the article. Safran Morpho, a firm that was formerly a part of General Electric Security Division, told Politico that their model could be mass-produced in a matter of months and that a prototype was already made. And it says that the device scans shoes in three ways using technology similar to MRIs, used in medical settings, explosive trace scanners, and traditional magnetometer metal detection, according to the Politico report. And then it just goes into MRI scans can be dangerous and even fatal for individuals who have implants in their bodies who contain metal. People with implants in their body should not use MRI scanners, but they don't care. They'll shove you through them. Because the, what's this colostomy bag? I'm ripping it off. Ooh. Because the magnetism generated by such technology can cause implants to move, causing physical damage to the body, the device helps perform a bodily function. The scan can also cause it to malfunction. Eh, so what? This is particularly dangerous to anyone who has knee or hip replacement because the scan can damage and weaken surrounding tissues. So what? The scan also causes metal objects to heat up, risking burns. The heating process can also be fatal for babies or pregnant women. Well, so what? Gotta fight Al-Qaeda. Who the government funds publicly. People with damaged kidneys would also be at risk due to some MRI scanning technology, which can cause, and it goes through the systematic fibrosis of the kidney. And he just goes through a whole bunch of it where it came out that when they don't have them calibrated right, the hair falls out within days. But so what? I mean, if it's good for the TSA agents to be dying in there, everybody should start getting zapped. Continuing with some other important news, home video of Gaddafi as hunt intensifies. Now, this is Sky Television, Fox News of Europe. I'm always hearing that they got him surrounded. I heard that 6 months ago. And then the war is going on, the civil war. They're now reporting, according to Newsday, that the Al-Qaeda government estimates at least 30,000 died in the war. So they could never confirm that any of the protesters were killed, but they had to go in there for humanitarian reasons, and now it's a giant civil war, 30,000 dead. It's also in the Mail and Guardian Online that it's admitted that blacks are being hunted down and systematically killed. Because I guess blacks aren't supposed to be in Africa. Well, then where are they supposed to be then? Also, Gaddafi's put out a new TV video saying, scumbags, germs, and rats. Gaddafi's bizarre TV rant as he insists he's still in Libya. He claims his loyalist army is still going strong and seizing back power. Well, yeah, the rebels don't even have control of Tripoli yet. You can dig that out in the news, but you notice it's out of the news right now because it's not going the way they want. There's other important news today about the Saudi king's Viagra habits. U.S. says King Abdullah, older than previously assumed, was still using Viagra at age 92. Why are they putting this out? Of course, he really is with Al-Qaeda. Continuing, that's why he's big buddy with the West. Continuing here with other news, big report out of the economic collapse up at Infowars.com. The NAFTA of the Pacific will soon allow millions more American jobs to be shipped overseas. The giant sucking sound is accelerating, and they've now rammed through the NAFTA Pacific Union, TransUnion. Also, Gibson Guitars proves the environmental police state wants your wood products and your guns. Natural news. We're going to be talking more about that tonight on the TV show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've got some other really important news I want to get to, but I am not stunned, but I was blindsided. I mean, I knew Perry did stuff like this, and I've said Ron Paul's got to watch out, but then still, when it actually happens, it's, I mean, you look at the photos of this, Perry just in his face, grabbing his arm, going, boy. And God knows what they're going to try to do to Paul. I mean, Perry is very dangerous. And the people that run him are very, he is mafia. He is mafia. He's globalist all the way and super bad news. And he knows Paul is breathing down his neck and is going to beat him. If Paul keeps going after him as Al Gore's cheerleader and as a carbon taxer and as a gun grabber and as a Hillary care lover and as a forced inoculator, it's over. And then after he's destroyed him, Paul can then turn to Mitt Romney, who's almost as bad. And it's hard to be almost as bad. Obamacare author, his model was used. Carbon tax lover. I mean, the word gets out on this. It's over. So it is coffin nails, as they say, for the political careers of these men. There's nothing they can dig up on Paul. So they're going to go the route, they've already started this, of the Rand treatment. Not a medical doctor, worships Buddhas, does drugs, wants kids to use drugs, that's already begun, wants to hand nuclear weapons out. I mean, they can say anything. You're going to see it all. And by the way, everybody telling Ron Paul to run, and then I'm sure if he doesn't win, people are going to gripe and complain about, I spent time, I spent money. He's risking his life, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us that are in the arena, and I'm in the arena, not at the level Ron Paul is. I was only a few yards behind Ron Paul in reaching people, you know, a year ago or so. Now Ron Paul, by being this prominent, is light years ahead of me. Reaching people, waking folks up. I mean, in the chain of events, who's waking people up? You can ask anybody on the street who's woken up. They'll tell you Ron Paul and then Alex Jones. And as Ron Paul said here 3.5 years ago during the campaign, out of the blue, he said, you know, Alex, about half my support has come from your audience. About half the people on the trail and people donating say they learned about me from your show in the last decade or so. I've been interviewing Ron Paul for 16 plus years. Right when I got on radio in 1996, so I guess 16 years, Ron Paul was on the show, one of my first guests. That was the first guy I wanted to get on. He was a little-known congressman at the time. And I'm very proud of the fact that the congressman gained some prominence as part of a launching pad, you know, part of the concrete that went into his launching pad, part of the gantry, part of the liquid fuel system. And you, the audience, are just amazing, putting up with me and getting the word out and just everything. And I've got to say, I'm very excited. The weeknight show is a big success. It's growing faster than I thought it would. And now I've just got to continue to basically swallow what I've bitten off here. We're trying to – it's so exciting. We finished the show at like 8 o'clock. And then we're up here planning the next show and researching. And our problem is we do too much. And then it's like an hour and a half of just trying to get it all out there to you. But we're honing it. I've got to get it down to 30 minutes for television. And again, it's not going to be like, you know, Glenn Beck going right on CNN and Fox. That's not our what we're going to do. That'll never happen. Those systems will just decline and fade off into nothingness as they lose their viewers. We've got little cable systems and international cable systems and major satellite systems that do have channels that we're going to be able to get on. I've already had, again, this show requested, hey, will you edit it down every day to an hour? And I'm like, I don't have the personnel. And they're like, and I don't even have a sales department for TV to where we could sell some ads to even be able to pay to produce it. And then I had to build my own studio. And I had to get the money for that. And then I had to hire the people. And I had to get it all together. And while I was doing all the other jobs, I'm not complaining, just that's why it's taking time. And now we're right up to this point. We've just got to hone some things. And we couldn't have done any of this without you at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got some real treats for you tonight, 7 p.m. Central. I'll just leave it at that. But we've got a lot of new members at PrisonPlanet.tv. And people are very happy. And we're adding more features, more systems. We're taking your feedback, and the site's just going to get better and better, and it's going to segue into a whole new site in the near future, and we're really working our tails off, and the capital that comes in, we're going to hire another programmer on top of everything else. We're doing job interviews on that front so we can get even more out, and the social network keeps getting postponed just because I had to get all this other stuff done, but it's coming very soon, and we're doing all of this because of you at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let me take a few more calls, and we'll come back and get into some of this other news I haven't hit yet. Right now, let's go to J.R. in Texas. J.R., you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for all your sacrifices that you and your crew make. My question is real quick. What would happen, God willing, that Dr. Paul wins and becomes president, and he hands more power over to the state? Wouldn't that put us in a worse position here in Texas with Ron Paul being, or excuse me, with Perry being our governor?
You know, that is justice be done, may the heavens fall. There's always weird permutations and subcalculations. If somebody's a good person, told the truth, and is going to stand up for the Constitution and Bill of Rights, that's what it's all about. Ron Paul wouldn't hand more power to the states. He would simply not grab power that the feds don't have. And that's an issue for Texas to get rid of Perry politically. So to say we better not elect Ron Paul because then Perry will be doing bad things in Texas. How about elect Ron Paul and block Perry from becoming president? I can flip that back over on you.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I really hope Dr. Paul wins, and like I said, again, I appreciate you for all your work. This is from Dark Star JR here in Austin, Texas.
Well, thank you so much, sir. And again, I wasn't criticizing you for making that point. It's just, you know, I hear libertarians say, don't get Ron Paul in, because then as everything collapses, they're going to blame him. I mean, there's always this over-calculating. Do what's right. Let the chips fall where they may. This is a culture of lawyering, and we're so run by lawyers and wordsmiths and spin doctors that we all kind of start adopting it. You know, I had people a decade ago, or more than a decade ago, say, listen, don't talk about government-sponsored terror. Leave the system alone. Don't talk about the New World Order. And then get on a bunch of stations and then just kind of be a mainline conservative, and that's better than Democrats. And I'm like, no, it's not. Look, I cannot sit here and manipulate what I say and do. I mean, it's exhausting enough telling the truth and not having to think about what I just said. I can't imagine being a liar and having to keep track of all the bull. So, I mean, just look, we got into this situation by playing games and compromising and look, forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them. Let's go ahead and go to Jeremy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I wanted to call because I somewhat disagree with – well, I do disagree with last night. I think that Ron Paul's performance was lackluster, and I think that the polling results, you know, no matter what happens, Ron Paul's people are always going to show up at the polls and vote that he won. And I think that what we have to be honest about is that he had some golden opportunities last night, particularly when Perry did grab his arm and all that. You know, Ron Paul's envelope of time is closing because the establishment is closing in on him. And he could have brought it up in the debate when they came back on the air. And he could have said, like, when you grab my arm during the commercial break.
But he's smart. He knows they would have spun that, that Ron Paul's being a sissy. Ron Paul's complaining. Ron Paul knows he's wise to sit back for a minute if you have time and then let things develop. Ron Paul's very wise. But listen, have you ever, and you may have been, but have you ever been out in, with bright lights in your face with 5-6 other people and you're being interrupted constantly you're 76 years old and work 18 hours a day?
Listen, Alex, I'm not gonna debate with you if Ron Paul works his butt off, because I know that he does. But what I'm talking about is that he had the spotlight was on him last night.
Hey, he didn't want to run. He's been wanting to retire for a long time privately. People demand he didn't retire. Okay, we got an old champion. He isn't perfect, man. That's who we threw in the tiger cage. Okay, and so I'm just not going to sit there and second guess somebody when they're in the arena. Okay, I mean, and I see what you're saying. And he's getting on the attack with the ads, okay? He's an old man, all right? We'll be right back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Imagine Ron Paul out there under all those lights, all those cameras snapping, people attacking him, the questioners being interrupted, Rick Perry grabbing his arm during the debate. I mean, he won the last debate. All the pundits had to admit he won this debate. And then people say, oh, well, you know, his people are going to vote in all the polls. He won the straw poll in New Hampshire. He's coming first, second, or third in scientific polls. This isn't 3.5 years ago where they could spin him winning the internet polls. He won the NBC poll that, by the way, was geolocated. You can only vote once. I checked it. He got more than all the other candidates combined, and NBC didn't even talk about him in their article. We have an article up at Infowars.com about that right now. Look, I got loaded phones, and I've got this whole piece I did I thought was really powerful last night on Infowars Nightly News with Sheriff Richard Mack, and I was going to air that, but we'll probably just end up playing it tomorrow. But again, we've got the headline, MSNBC ignores winner of debate, Ron Paul. And then we've got the other headline up at Infowars.com. Pictures show Perry physically intimidating Ron Paul. Border control, drug cartel, demand 30,000 to let football team cross. I mean, this is the breakdown of society. But like I said, I'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's play a clip of Ron Paul on the border fence situation. He talks about the drug war really being the main problem and how the fence will be used to keep us in, not other people out. And that's already happening on the Canadian border. It's all about keeping Americans in. Here it is.
Obviously, it's a very big problem. I think we need to remove the incentive. Easy road to citizenship. Nobody has mentioned the fact that they qualify for benefits as well, you know, the welfare benefits that we shouldn't have to give. The state of Texas shouldn't be forced to provide free health care and free education. But there is a mess down there. It's a big mess. And it's the drug war that's going on there. And our drug laws are driving this. So now we're killing thousands and thousands of people. That makes it much more complicated. But the people who want big fences and guns, sure, we could secure the borders. A barbed wire fence with machine guns, that would do the trick. I don't believe that's what America is all about. I just really don't. We can enforce our law. If we had a healthy economy, this wouldn't be such a bad deal. People are worrying about jobs. But every time you think about this toughness on the border and ID cards and real IDs, think that it's a penalty against the American people, too. I think this fence business is designed and may well be used against us and keep us in. In economic turmoil, the people want to leave with their capital, and there's capital controls and there's people control. So every time you think of a fence keeping all those bad people out, think about those fences maybe being used against us, keeping us in.
Yeah, the way to tackle it is the magnet. You get caught illegally working in Mexico, you get 6 months to a year hard labor. Anytime Mexico lectures us, go, hey, you're totally collapsing. You sneak into Mexico out of Latin America, you get hard labor. Shut up. We can't pay for the babies. We can't pay for the welfare. We're bankrupt. We're losing our jobs. Go down there and have a revolution. Get your country back. They're using America as a steam valve because they would have already had a revolution down there. I want Mexico to do good. I want its people to have freedom. I love 1776 in Mexico. If you could instill liberty down there and get rid of the culture of corruption, it would be a paradise. Instead, it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare down there, where the strong men dominate the weak, where the people, where the weak don't get together in mutual defense against tyranny. We better rediscover the spirit of liberty, go after monopolists, go after the strong men that try to dominate. The strong men that aren't tyrants need to stand up for the weak, instead of thinking you're winners and joining the dark side. Because in the end, you destroy the entire society. And that's the big secret. A lot of you that serve evil, who aren't completely wicked, you can't make a deal with evil. You can't make a deal with cancer. And I think a lot of you are starting to get that. See you tonight, 7 o'clock Central, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.